From Los Angeles, it's the Fake Likas Podcast.
Oh, God.
And now, here he is, Fake Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Fake Likas Podcast Show. This is where the world gets together to talk about the issues you really care about. It's a different kind of podcast. We're the podcast that is not hosted by a right-wing wacko or a convicted felon. No! I am your host. Write down our email address. You're going to need it. It's fakelikeus@gmail.com. fakelikeus@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for logging on. Thank you for being part of the program. And very much appreciate you being here. And I have been blogging. And I don't know that a lot of people know that I have been on the internet doing blogs. But I have been. And some of you might not have a computer. And some of you might not have the internet access that I have. I have very high-speed cable modem and spared no expense for that. But I do want to share with you my blogs in case you haven't had an opportunity to go online and read them. So let's go back to June 2nd here. June 2nd, got together with my boys at Likas Manor North and enjoyed some Merlot. I do love Merlot. And we all sat around and kind of did an off-the-air version of the tasting room. I even called some bitches I know on the speakerphone, and they pretended to be callers to the show. I don't have a bomb sound effect at the house to take them out with, so I just said, "Here you go, dear," and I farted into the speakerphone. And I believe that is what those bitches deserve. On June the 4th, my entry, I committed the day to exercise. I set my treadmill to a 0% incline. And like that fat bastard Brian Whitman, I walked for about 3 minutes before becoming completely, totally winded. I then enjoyed some lamb. I love lamb. And the lamb was prepared by one of my staff members at Likas Manor North. And I had a glass of Merlot. I do love Merlot, darling. And shortly after that, I went out onto the grounds of Likas Manor North, and I rode the Ferris wheel and the merry-go-round. I got into one of the bumper cars and had a tough time getting it out of reverse. So I traveled backwards for about 45 minutes before jumping out of the moving vehicle. Dear. I then went to the petting zoo on the property where I do have a pet chimp. And I've had him for many years. And I fed him bananas for about 9 hours. That's what I did on June the 4th. So I'm enjoying myself very much, my time off, away from the microphone. Fake Likas enjoys doing the podcast, and I am looking forward to returning to the radio on a full-time basis, or perhaps doing a television program. I believe that I'd be a natural in a sitcom, perhaps playing the wacky neighbor, or maybe in a reality show as the next Bachelor. I've pitched that. And I've also believed that I could be victorious on Survivor, as long as it was Survivor Camacho's. Let's see who could stay at Camacho's for the longest period of time. Who do you think could do that? I would insist to the producers that there be no bitches on the tribal council, none whatsoever. Dear. So I have my representatives looking into that, which is the next logical step for me at this time. I spent much of the next several days camped out at my stockbroker's office, reviewing my portfolio, and it is quite vast. I made some decisions. in terms of buying and selling. And because of the volume of holdings that I do have, I needed to be there for 72 hours, dear. So I brought a picnic basket with some lamb in it. I love lamb. And when I went to my broker's office, I brought a bottle of Merlot. I do love Merlot. And I enjoy Cabernet and Rosé. But let me tell you, if lamb were the only food on the planet, I would be fine with that, darling. I really do love lamb. The very next day, after assessing my personal wealth, I decided to cut a demo tape for a future radio program. And I wanted to do something fresh and something new, something that I really haven't done before. So I did an unbelievable hour on the fact that women are the most evil creatures on the planet. And on how these bitches are after one thing, and that's your money. Now, dear, if you don't have money, which is something I can't possibly imagine or begin to fathom, believe me, especially if she is not an American woman, and they are the most evil. I primarily date foreign women. She's gonna have her eyes peeled, boys, for a guy who does have some cash. End of story. That's what they're all about. And that's just the way it is. You can kid yourself, but I'm here to talk about reality. On June the 8th, in my blog, I had a very affordable date with some bitch that I had met at an appearance that I did at a sit and sleep. And this chick was, in addition to being the owner of a new mattress, absolutely unbelievably attractive. She had long dark hair, and I believe she was from one of the Russian republics. And she had an accent that, I don't mind telling you, really gave me a real boner. Boys. Yes, fake like has had a stiffy. Talking about a hard-on. Okay? And when we were at the restaurant and she would say, "Professor, may I order the borscht and the filet?" It really began the blood flow to my penile shaft. I don't mind telling you. Now, boys, the filet would have been fine on its own. It was $38, which, as you know, creeps in just under the wire of the $40 cutoff. But if you wanted to add some borscht to that, or maybe a Dr. Pepper, or some Cabernet, then you are up and over $40. And that's just not going to happen. Not in this lifetime. Certainly not. No way. So I told that bitch that she could have 7 or 8 orders of borscht, but that would be at the expense of the filet, darling. I had 6 lamb chops. And I had this Merlot. I love Merlot. And a slice of cheesecake and a shrimp appetizer, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Now, people ask me, they do say all the time, fake like us, is the $40 rule a turnoff to that bitch? And I can tell you it is not. Okay? You don't blame anybody? It is not. Because about 45 minutes after denying this woman the meal that she desired, we were back at Lycus Manor North, and I don't mind telling you, I knocked the bottom out of that bitch. I wheelbarrowed her around my library, and there was nothing that fake Lycus couldn't do with this whore. Nothing at all. And that's the way it should be. Banging that broad when she was on an empty stomach from me denying her food was unbelievable. And quite an adrenaline rush, dear. And I reflected on the basic tenets of Lycus 101 and thought, oh boy, oh wow, woo-wee. And I don't mind telling you, boys, it was a sexual free-for-all. Okay? And we had a romantic evening. I had taken her to the Palm, and I was wearing my tennis shorts, my cologne, and I would smell good. I wanted to get her attention, and it worked, as it always does. And that bitch was putty in my hands, and we have seen each other since, I'll have you know. I am not in a relationship, but I have seen her. Several nights ago, I took her to Bob's Big Boy, where she racked up a bill of $16.46 on a cheeseburger and some onion rings and a Sierra Mist and an ice cream soda. I had the lamb. I love lamb. And I couldn't help but remember when that dysfunctional, socially retarded hack, Brian Whitman, with whom I had the displeasure of working with, asked me if lamb was foul. He is an absolute retard. And I said, no, Brian, lamb is not foul. Lamb is lamb, dear. What a retard. Unbelievable. Mentally retarded. Mental retardation. Yesterday, I went to a very upscale market in Santa Barbara and bought some olives in case one of my guests, like Robert Schimmel or maybe Jack Silver, wanted an olive or a martini. And there's a very famous photo of me in a graduation cap and gown holding a martini. And let me tell you, boys, that particular photo has gotten me more chicks than I could ever imagine. Maybe it was the cap, or the gown, or the fact that I lived in John Lennon's old home, where I'm sure he banged that Yoko Ono pretty hard. And if you've never banged an Asian bitch, you need to do that. And I do have something to say about Yoko Ono, about that bitch. As far as fake Lycus is concerned, she broke up the Beatles. And when she had an obligation to step in between him and the gunman, she should have done that. But she wanted his money. And as it turned out, I believe, to be convenient for her, that a psychotic was packing heat and wanting to pump some lead into her meal ticket. What a bitch. Before I wrap up my blog and introduce our guest here on the Fake Lycus podcast, I do want to comment on the news and the recent events, and to be perfectly candid with you, I am not at all surprised by the death of Michael Jackson, who is known as the King of Pop. I am recognized internationally as the King of Lamb. I love lamb. I believe that Michael was a collision course that ended in a way that I don't believe surprised many people at all. And FYI, I can do the moonwalk, dear. I can put on my leather jacket and my jeans and my black T-shirt and my glasses, and I can moonwalk. And I also... strictly for the entertainment of others, can stand on the tips of my toes like Michael could. And I can pull up my jeans, revealing white socks, and twirl my calves around. At some of my live broadcasts, primarily at the Playboy Mansion, just to attract chicks in my tennis shorts, wearing cologne, so I would smell good, I would moonwalk in the grotto area. So I did that. And I believe the passing of Farrah Fawcett was very sad. That bitch had cancer. Anal cancer. And certainly nothing funny about that. In addition to several Lycats posters, I do have a Farrah Fawcett poster. Which I don't want to be graphic, was certainly an asset if I wanted to rub one out or fondle the bishop or give Cyclops a back rub. I think you know what I mean. And I thank Farrah Fawcett for that. Can't believe Lee Majors married that bitch. Oh, boily. Oh, whoa. Ooh-ee. I was saddened, which is an emotion that I'm not terribly familiar with, when TV pitchman Billy Mays passed away. I have purchased many bottles of OxyClean, which I have my Ukrainian cleaning lady, who I have banged, by the way, used to clean all of Lycus Manor North, from the doorknobs to the wine cellar to the framed photo of me and the nasty man, which is one of my more prized possessions. Carl Malden, by the way, 97 or 98, passed away this week. He was a classmate of mine, and while he was studying drama, I was very busy putting together Lycus 101. But Carl Malden, dear, was a great student, and he had a very large nose. I think we all know that. But it never stood in the way of him getting laid. And in the end, that's really what matters, boys. Walking around Hollywood saying Carl Malden knocked the bottom out of me is not uncommon. And I certainly hope he did knock the bottom out of you. Say what you will about Carl Malden and his nose. He could really throw you the bone. And finally, Fake Lycus wants to honor Ed McMahon, who is dead. And for 30 years, he sat next to another legend, Johnny Carson. My favorite host of The Tonight Show was Jack Parr. And Fake Lycus was in the audience at his very first program. I was 35 at the time, I believe. And Jack Parr was very funny. Nobody made me laugh like Jack Parr. Jack Parr. Jack Parr could really bring it. And there are a lot of people running around who think they're funny, like that retard, that fat hack, Brian Whitman, who is begging for donations on the internet. I am not begging for donations, dear. Let's just say that my freezer will forever be stocked with lamb, and I don't need your money. Okay. Right now on the Fake Lycus podcast, I want to introduce a guest, someone I've known for a short period of time, but is musically inclined, and he is a hypnotist, a folk singer. And his name is Pablo Del Bano, and I welcome you to the Fake Lycus podcast. Hello, Pablo.
Oh, thank you, Fake Lycus. Thank you for having me on your constitutionally protected parody podcast.
How are you, dear? That.
Very good. Thank you.
This good. Was, good.
I didn't.
Good. Yeah.
I didn't realize the podcast is fairly adult. I didn't realize that it was so adult in nature.
Well, it is on the internet, Pablo. And I'm able to say things here that I wasn't previously permitted to say. You understand that, dear?
No, I do. I'm here to ask for your help, actually.
Yeah.
You were kind enough to have me in. And as you know, I work for charity for unwed mothers who are also suffering from spina bifida. It's you can
spina bifida.
You can imagine how hard it is, I'm sure, to be to an unwed mother.
But Pablo, and, many of these women who are unwed, they deserve spina bifida, do they not?
I don't know. I don't think they deserve.
Really. Do you want to think about it for a moment? Do you want to think about whether or not these unwed bitches popping out children might deserve spina bifida, dear?
It's a crippling spine disfigurement. And so it's especially hard on unwed mothers who have this problem because they can't work.
Uh-huh.
They have higher medical bills.
Not that they would work if they could. point that out to you, Pablo.
No, I mean, I've met a lot of them. They definitely would like to be productive members of society, but the combination of having to care for a child and having a spine that is exceptionally curvy does not.
Yes. In addition to the curvy spine, nobody asked them, Pablo, to have a child, and nobody asked them to whore themselves out, and nobody asked them to bang around, and certainly an abortion was an option that they passed on. So in addition to the spina bifida, if they're into medical procedures, if you have spina bifida, why not throw an abortion into the mix?
Well, I'm working on a charity CD of children's songs and to raise money for the cause, and also something that the mothers can use to relate to their children.
How pathetic.
Through the gift of music, and I was hoping maybe you would contribute. I heard you talking earlier about visiting your stockbroker and that you don't need money.
I spent 72 hours there with a picnic basket, some lamb, and Merlot.
Yeah, I was hoping maybe you would make
a portfolio that had popped the eyes out of your head.
Yeah, so I was hoping maybe you'd be willing to share some of that with our organization, maybe I get you to commit to making a donation, and maybe the listeners to the Fake Like Us podcast would be willing. Like, if you gave something, maybe that would be an example, and they would
Pablo,
be willing.
Pablo, let me tell you something, dear. Fake Like Us has never understood why someone would take money that they've earned and have worked very hard for and start freewheeling it, giving it away to other people, specifically unwed mothers popping out children with spina bifida. I mean, is there a group more undeserving of your funds?
Do you not give to charity at all, Fake Like Us?
No, I don't. I give to the Fake Like Us charity.
Which is what? I'm not familiar with that.
A lot of it goes to lamb and Merlot and a mortgage payment on a Like Us Manor North, which I don't believe you've ever been there.
No, you have not invited me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, okay. Maybe would you consider contributing a track to the CD?
I have done some singing when I was a child, and oftentimes lullabies would be sung to me when I was very young and still very much a child.
Well, maybe you would like to sing something like Twinkle, 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 Little Star, maybe, and we could put it on the CD. I understand you don't want to give money. That's fine. But maybe if we had a Tom Likas singing on the CD, it would help us sell some of them, raise some money for this good cause.
Pablo, I will sing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for you will get you to stop begging me for money for these bitches with spina bifida.
Well, okay, I would like you to do that. I won't ask you to give any money if that'd be...
All right, Pablo,
okay.
Here you go, dear.
Well, okay, good. I did bring a guitar.
Do
you have a key?
There?
Do you have a key that you prefer when you sing?
I have a key for Like Us Manor North. I have four locks on the door, and that's to keep stalkers away and various bitches that I banged that want back in for round two.
Okay, well... Then maybe we'll just do in D. Does this work for you? Twinkle, twinkle, like that. Would that be okay? Twinkle, twinkle. Ready?
That'll work, Pablo.
All right. Yes. I appreciate this. Okay.
Uh-huh. From the top, here you go, Pablo. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are, darling. There you go, Pablo. Take it or leave it.
Thank you. That is very sweet.
And I certainly
that.
Hope that'll be the first track on your CD.
I don't. We haven't decided on track order. I'll certainly suggest that we make that the lead-off track.
Yes, and I think that would attract interest. And if you want a photo of me, I have a photo of me in tennis shorts, wearing my cologne and smelling good.
No, we have actually the cover is a group of the young mothers that we're going to help.
I have a photo of me, as I mentioned, in a cap and a gown, holding a martini. Maybe you want that.
We have a photo of the unwed mothers.
But if you want to choose that, these bitches with spina bifida, then you go ahead and do that.
Well, we thought that since they're the...
If you don't want to sell CDs, Pablo, that's your business.
Well, but...
Spina bifida.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the Fake Likas podcast, and you know that I'm a certified hypnotist.
Yes, how long, Pablo Del Bono, have you been doing hypnotism?
I've been certified for 12 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, boy.
And before that, I had 3 years of training. So really 15 years that I've been involved in the discipline of hypnotism.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of people think...
Oh, wow. Ooh-wee. You had mentioned, Pablo, that a lot of people think. You had said a lot of people think something, or you were making a point, and I believe perhaps I interrupted you, dear.
A lot of people think that hypnotism is what you see like in movies or on TV shows where they'll put somebody up on stage and he'll say, oh, I hypnotize you and now you're going to cluck.
They quack like a duck like Don Imus or something.
Right, exactly.
Well, Imus.
Excuse me?
Oh, that was my Imus impression. I'll try to do
Imus. Oh, what, you do an impression of Don Imus?
Yes, I do.
Fake Likas does impressions.
Yes, and he has cancer.
I'm sorry, I'm confused.
Well, I'm
sorry, are you saying you have cancer?
No, Don Imus. I believe he's doing a program with one lung. I'm doing a show without a liver and no uvula. But I'm making it happen, and the checks are rolling in. By the way, Pablo, if when you're leaving the studio, you happen to see my uvula on the floor or somewhere here outside the studio, if you'd kindly return it, I'd appreciate that very much, because doing a radio podcast without a uvula can be a challenge, dear.
Well, hypnotism is actually a legitimate discipline, and it isn't the showmanship that you see in like magic shows or whatever.
Then what is it?
Well, it's basically a method of getting a person into a state where they are very relaxed, very focused, not distracted by peripheral stimuli, and then being able to induce a suggestion that will sink into the subconscious because of the heightened state of focus.
Would you like to do a demonstration?
I was hoping. I don't know how.
Did you bring some bitch in here who you're going to hypnotize?
No.
Exactly, how do you work, Pablo Del Bono? I don't really know how you work.
Well, I work with clients, and it's a paradigm that's called the... I would make a hetero suggestion.
Yes.
It's called hetero induction.
Uh-huh. So you don't take it in the seat.
No, it's when that means that I'm working with a client.
And by the way, I will say that in my opinion, I believe Farrah Fawcett probably took it in the seat. I don't think you just pop up with anal cancer without one or two shots in the old bucket, dear.
Well, I was told that there might be some things.
I think maybe Ryan O'Neill once or twice really went for it. And that's just the opinion of Fake Likas.
Some things about your life or maybe your habits or something that you might want to work on.
I don't think that you get an inflamed anus and have to go to Germany to depressurize your anus unless Ryan O'Neill has really gone for it, if you know what I mean.
And it helps a lot of people with... smoking, people are trying to quit smoking, trying to lose weight, people with insomnia.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what...
Brian Whitman had insomnia. He turned to pills.
Who? I don't
Brian
know
Whitman
who that...
Brian Whitman is a drug addict. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is this a friend of yours?
No.
Oh, I don't...
Nobody does.
Okay.
No one knows who he is.
So I thought maybe if there was something that Fake Likas would like to work on that we could maybe do a quick session.
Yes.
But to demonstrate to the people, but also to help you and to thank you for having me on the podcast and for singing the song for the unwed mothers.
Well, thank you, Pablo. Whenever you're ready, I'm ready to hypnotized. Should I remove my shirt? I'm going to remove my shirt.
No.
I am going to remove my shirt. My black T-shirt is coming off. And
that's not necessary, Fake Likas.
These are my breasts.
Okay, these are my breasts.
And
That's fine. No, that's fine. That's fine, too.
If you notice, I signed my own rack.
Is that what that is?
Yes, with a Sharpie.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
It says Fake Likas.
Yeah.
Right there above my left nipple.
Well, is there something, a habit that you have that you'd like to break or anything that you'd like to improve about your life?
I think I'm a very well-adjusted person, and I think people who listen to the Fake Likas podcast know that, and I think I eat well. I did only spend 3 minutes on the treadmill. I'd maybe like to improve that time.
Okay, so maybe your endurance and exercising more. Okay.
Yes.
So Fake Likas, what I'm going to ask you to do, if you would close your eyes and just listen to these harmonic tones that I'm going to play for you, and just focus on the tones. Think of nothing else.
Oh, boy. This is hell.
Just focus on the tones. You're very relaxed. You're hearing the tones.
Yes. Spinal bifida.
And your shoulders are relaxing.
Anal cancer.
Your shoulders are dropping towards the floor.
Uh-huh.
And
as are my trousers.
Well, don't do that.
They are way below my navel. It's out of my control.
Okay.
Here.
That.
My jeans often fall to the ground. People at the Staples Center who maybe have seen me at a Kings game have seen me. I've seen my my ass.
It.
Anyway, you were playing an
Fake Likas. It works a. It does work a lot better if the subject does not speak.
I will be quiet then, Pablo.
And just focus on the tones. You're very relaxed. Now,
I do accept emails, fakelikas@gmail.com. Go ahead and play your instrument, Pablo, if it gets you off.
Well, no, these are...
Because quite frankly, it's not working for me.
Well, it might be because you're talking, with all due respect. It might be because of the continuous talking that is not allowing you to relax and focus.
Then you go ahead and play your xylophone, and I'll be quiet.
Okay, focused on the tones.
I didn't know Casio was still in business. Go ahead, dear. I'll be quiet. I'm going to enjoy a little lamb.
We don't have to.
I have some lamb in my Tupperware. Would you like some?
No, I don't eat meat.
It's cold.
No, I don't. That sounds not very appealing,
cold
actually.
Cold lamb is very good. If you eat cold pizza, you can eat cold lamb.
No. Anyway. Doesn't the fat congeal when the lamb gets cold?
Yes.
Okay. No, but we don't have to do this.
Go ahead with your harmonica.
I mean, I don't... Okay.
Go ahead.
You want to do this?
Yes. I'll be very quiet.
Okay, you're relaxed and focused on the tones. Now, I want you to imagine... Imagine that you're on a treadmill. You see yourself there, and the treadmill's moving. And the treadmill's moving at a comfortable pace. You're walking comfortably on the treadmill, and you're enjoying it.
Excuse me, Pablo.
And you're enjoying it. You feel good. You feel energized. And I want you to imagine the treadmill moving just a little faster now, and you're walking briskly on the treadmill, and you feel energized, you feel happy, and you're continuing to walk briskly on the treadmill, and now the treadmill's moving just a little bit faster, and you're actually jogging slowly.
Pardon me, Pablo, but the treadmill is moving faster right now.
You should be focusing on this, though.
I am, Pablo.
Are you actually visualizing yourself on a treadmill?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
At Lycus Manor North, you keep playing your banjo. This is working out well.
And now you're actually jogging. You're jogging slowly, and it's very comfortable. Your body is very relaxed. You can feel that your heart rate is increasing, but it is comfortable and pleasurable. It is pleasurable to you. And now, if you would just repeat after me, it is pleasurable to jog on the treadmill.
It is pleasurable to jog on the treadmill.
I am improving my health by jogging on the treadmill.
I am improving my health by jogging on the treadmill.
I want to jog on the treadmill.
I want to jog on the treadmill.
I will look forward to jogging on the treadmill.
And I will look forward to jogging on the treadmill.
This is great. You're doing very, very well. Very well. Now, okay, well, that's sort of how it works.
Well, thank you, Pablo. And I think that was very successful. Mm-hmm. And you've been doing that for clients. And normally, how much do you get paid for a session like that?
Well, a normal session is $125 for a 40-minute session.
This was not 40 minutes, so there will be, I hope, no bill.
Well, this was
fake. Fake Likas is one of the cheapest human beings walking on 2 feet.
Ooh. Oh, that's unfortunate. But yeah. No, I was not planning to charge you. I was grateful that you would bring me on your fake podcast, Fake Likas.
It's a real podcast, but I am Fake Likas.
I see. I appreciate you having me on. I do have an appointment scheduled with a client.
Uh-huh.
It's actually one of the women from the charity, and we're going to do some visualization of her spine lengthening and straightening.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck with that. And are most of your clients females? I assume that this is an act that works primarily with bitches.
You're talking about hypnotism?
Yes. I'm talking about what you do.
Right. Are you saying women are more suggestible than men?
Yes, and I'm saying you seem to be pretty whipped to me, Pablo.
First of all, the research
wouldn't surprise me if you had a vagina. Dear.
Wow. Okay. I do have to get going then.
Well, thank you, Pablo.
But before I go, I did want to share with you something.
Yes.
This is a ringtone that I have on my phone.
And I thought that perhaps the
listeners to the Fake Likas podcast might be interested in hearing it. And it's a ringtone that I use. I have it set to whenever anybody from the charity calls me. And
I notice you do have your phone in your hand.
Would you like to hear it, Fake Likas?
Yes, I would like to hear your ringtone.
Okay. This is what happens when somebody from the charity calls.
When someone with spina bifida calls you.
Now, usually I answer the phone before that last part, before the last sort of explosive part of that clip. I've answered the phone by then usually.
I've had many comics on the program who have made me laugh from time to time. And when something's funny, I laugh. And when I meet someone authentically funny, like Richard Jenny or Robert Schibble or pick someone, Richard Pryor, who I interviewed.
Did you like Bill Hicks?
Yes.
Enjoyed Bill Hicks?
I do like Bill Hicks.
I know you were friends with Sam Kinison.
Sam and I have... I'll tell you about Sam Kinison.
I'm sorry?
I said I have a lot of stories I tell you about Sam Kinison here. I have a lot of stories that I could tell you about Sam Kinison.
Do you like any of the younger comic, the up-and-coming comics?
I like Jackie Mason. And
I think he's around
very funny
a while.
When he comes out.
And then I went to this guy, and there he was. And then he went, and he was going backwards and forwards and forwards and backwards, and I didn't know what this guy was doing.
I love it when he does that. When he does the old Jewish act, I love that.
I was thinking.
I am an atheist, by the way.
Oh.
Fake Likas doesn't believe in any afterlife, so I believe that these whores with spina bifida are going 6 feet under, and they will be fertilizer. And you might believe, Pablo, in your pussy whips tape that they're going to go to some golden gates, but let me tell you, it's not going to happen, dear.
Well, we're certainly going to try to help them, and I appreciate your time, Fake Lycus.
Thank you, Pablo, and you come back anytime. You come back anytime you want.
All right.
Thank you. You sure you don't want any of the lamb?
No, that actually looks kind of disgusting.
Thank you, Pablo. Here you